Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We're six lines from the bottom. We're continuous. The Gemara is a lot of the God. It's some beautiful stories, very nice ideas in today's daf. And so we're continuing now discussing the Tzaddikim of Eretz Yisrael and their Koach of Tefillah. So the Gemara says, Vesu, that's what we're holding on the sixth line from the bottom, Vesu, Rabbi Ravmani Brei, Havukami Mitzarim Leinu Benesia. So Ravmani, so this is talking about again, the Tzaddikim of Eretz Yisrael were davening. Ravmani, who was his son, who was being harassed by members of the Nasi's court, Ishtatach al Kibam Davua. So he went to his kever of his father and he davened, his father should be made to the Lord. Abba, Hani Matarli, these people are bothering me. Yomachad have a Kalchalfe Hasam. So one day, they were passing over the area, the cave in which Rabbi Yonah was buried. In Kuskar de Sasvaisa, they were in the area and apparently the horses became stuck. They became stuck to the place. And they realized maybe that was a simon, that he was stopping them from moving at all. Until they accepted upon themselves not to harass Rav Mani any longer. And then they stopped. There's some chassidish meisahs like similar ideas also that, about, different landlords that weren't, allowing, being very, very rough on the chassidish yidin. And, they went to the rebbe. I think it was an alter rebbe. I don't remember the story was. And Imamish's hand became paralyzed until he agreed to a very good, favorable deal. Okay, either way, there was some a lot of mice and nisim. The Gemara continues now. Another story about Ramani. Vesu, another story. Ramani, Havishchiach Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv. Ramani used to go to the Shiurim of Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv. Amr Leis, Ramani said to him, Atiru Devei Chami Kametarali. The rich people in my father-in-law's house, they bother me. Amr Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv responded to him, Leanes, so they should become poor, and then they will become poor, and then they're going to become humble, and then they're not going to bother anymore, they're going to have a gaiva against you. So what happened? Vianu, so they became poor. Amr, so then Ramana came back to him, Kadachkele, now they're coming and begging me for tzedakah. So this isn't a good thing. Amr, Yitzchak sent to him the Yachu, so then they should become rich again, Vyachu, they became rich again. Fascinating Kalach HaBracha that this tzaddik of Rav Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv had. Another story about him. Amar Rav Mani said, "Lomikablulai inish beisi." The people of my wife, according to Rashi, she wasn't beautiful anymore. She doesn't look good to me. I don't find her attractive anymore. So Amar Leis from Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak likes to quote that there's a hider mitzvah of the mitzvah of getting married and peruvu is that a person should marry somebody beautiful, that somebody should find his wife attractive. That's what Rav Yitzchak always gives in his shmuzin about dating. So the Gemara goes back. So the Gemara says, "Lomikablulai inish beisi." So she didn't find his wife attractive anymore. Amar Leis from Yitzchak responded. Rav Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv responded, "Mashma, what is her name? Chana." He said, "Chana." Tisiape Chana. So he gave her bracha. Chana should become very beautiful. Minisiape, she became very beautiful. Amar Lei. So then, what happened? She became so attractive. Kamaganalei. So she became very gaivadik. She says, and she became very haughty, and she wasn't nice to him. And she, you know, she started thinking about herself a lot more when she became so beautiful. Amar Lei. So then, Ihachi Tachzor Chana LaShichrusei. So he gave her bracha. The Chana should go back to not being beautiful. V'Chazor Chana LaShichrusei, and Chana went back to Shachri Rusa. That she came back to her literally. That she was plain, she wasn't beautiful anymore, and that's what happened over here. So the Gemara now continues. Hane Trei Tamida. There was two Tamidim Dehavukame De Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Eliyashiv who also learned by Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Eliyashiv in this year. Amrulais. They said to him, Niyave Marachme Alei Denichkam Tuva. Give us a bracha that we should become big Tamidim Chachamim. Amrulu Ami Haisel Shalachtia. Imi Haisa, I did have this kayach, Ushalachtiya, however, it was taken away from me, left me. Rashi says, Devazebadish, come on in my vacation, and Vachshav ain't filasim mekubalas kochach. My tfilas are not acceptable, are not accepted, and much I lost my kayach at tfila. The Bach actually adds in, that according to the Bach, to within an extension of the understanding of Rashi, is that he no longer, it's not Kedai always again, you have to know when to ask for miracles, how to ask for things, and when exactly is it Kedai, because it takes away your Zechusim. We're going to see a few more stories about that, about things, about taking away from your Zechusim. We see that over here also, that this is something that has to be cheshbon out. So he no longer said that he had the koach of rach anymore. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yosi bar Avin aveshchech kamei de Rabbi Yosi ben Yukras and shavke ve'asa lekamei de Ravashi. So Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, he used to go to the shirim of Rabbi Yosi ben Yukras, and then he left them and he went to go study Torah by Rav Ashi. So Yomachad Shame de Kagaris, so he saw Rav Yosi bar Avin heard of Ashi giving a shir, and he said, Amar Shmuel, he said the name of Shmuel, Ashaleach Dag Minayam b'Shabbos. If someone takes a fish from the ocean on Shabbos, Kevan Shiyavish Bo. Well, actually, we're going to see where exactly this is. Kevan Shiyavish Basela, as soon as there's a dry spot as large as a cell, you take it out. Chayev going to be Chayev for killing an animal. Killing is a malacha, according to Rashi, under the lachas of Shechita. It's a subcategory of the lacha of Shechita. Some say that it's Malacha of Chabura, of Netilas of Shamas, under that Malacha. Either way, that is something which is for sure an Isra Dereisa, which Isra Dereisa is. According to Rashi, it's under this category of Shchita, and it's an Isra Dereisa. If you do it by accident, you're going to be Chayav Achata. So Rav Ashi is telling us that if a person took the fish out of the water, but left it into the size of a sela, dried on its skin, you can for sure know that the animal is going to die, and therefore, it is going to be, Chayav Achata. So Rashi is bothered by, wait a second, there's another Isra Dereisa before you even get into the concept of the animal dying, which is the Malacha of Tzad, Malacha of Tzeda, of trapping. Whether or not the fish dies, it doesn't matter. As long as I catch the fish, I've violated the Isra Dereisa. So how in the world am I talking about Shaila of killing, of Netilas Neshama, of some kind of Shechita, whatever it might be? This is another issue of Tzeda. So Rashi already is bothered by this. And Rashi points out that they must be talking about a case where Shmuel is talking about a case where he caught the fish before Shabbos. He already put it in like a small little fish tank or something that you had, some sort of basket that is already caught. So therefore, it's already considered Tzad. So when we say that he was Hashole Dag Minayam, it means that the water in front of you, not necessarily the ocean, which is mentioned in the originally, but the Chora Koyntarash, you have to understand that it means a small thing of water that you have in front of you, which is already previously caught. So now the Gemara says, Amar Le, Sir Yosef Ravin said to him, Vilema Mar Ubein Snapira, but let, why does Rav Ashi say that it should be in between its fins, that the dry spot must be between the fins of the fish to make him chayev? So Gemara says, Amar Le, Velosav Le Mar, Dehum and Yosef Ravin Amra, didn't Rav Ashi got upset? He said, isn't that what we heard in the name of Yosef Ravin said that? Why aren't you quoting it his name? The Gemara Megillah tells us that somebody, we learn it out from Mordechai and Esther, from Esther said it, Bashi Mordechai, that somebody who says something in the name of the person who he heard it from is going to bring gula to the world, bring redemption to the world. So Rav Ashi was obviously not aware that the person that he was talking to was in fact Rav Yosef Bar Avin. So he says, "Amar Leih." So he said back to him, and Rav Ashi responded again, "Why don't you tell me in the name of Rav Yosef Bar Avin?" Amar Leih, "Anani." He says, "I'm Rav Yosef Bar Avin. I'm the one who said it, so I'm not supposed to quote myself." So Amar Leih, Rav Ashi didn't realize this was him, and he said, "Vilav kamer Rav Yosef ben Yukras, avish chiyach mar." Wait a second, are you the Talmud of Rav Yosef of Yukras? Why are you coming to my shir? Amar Leih, and he said, "I used to be Amar Leih, so my Talmud shav kimar v'asachas." So why are you coming to my shir? He says, "I'm a Talmud of him, but why are you coming to my shir?" Amar Leih, gavra del bari v'abarte luchas ala didichi hechi chayes. He says, "The person who's so strict and midas rachel doesn't have even pity on his own son and daughter. I'm very scared to be his Talmud. I'm afraid he's not going to even have rachmanas on me either." So the Gemara says, "What exactly happened? Bremai, what's the story with regards to his son? Yomachad have agrile igri bedavra. So Rav Yosef Bar Yochas hired workers to work in a field. And nagalehu velo aisilu rifta. So it started to become nagalehu. It started becoming dark. It was becoming nighttime. And he didn't bring bread for the workers to eat anything. Part of the chiyuv of the Gemara Bava Metzia tells us if the minhag ha'makom is that the employer gives them a meal, he's obligated to do so. So either that was the minhag ha'makom, or Rabbi Yossi had promised them explicitly that he would give them food. So they didn't have food. They expected him to give them food. He didn't bring anything. Amru Leilivrei, they said to his son, they said, Kafinan, we're really hungry, we're starving, we don't have any food here. Avayasui tusi te'inasa. They're sitting under a fig tree, which wasn't in season yet. Amar, so he said, te'ina te'ina otia perosecha. Fig tree, please bring out your fruit. They should eat. V'yochlu poli abba. The workers of my father should be able to eat. Abuka v'achlu, so miraculously came out. The fruit came out, and the workers were able to eat. Adhacha v'achlu asavua. So afterwards, the father had come late, and he had food though, he had food for them. Amar lehu, lo tinukum b'dosaychu. He says, don't start questioning me. Don't take it into your mind. I mean, don't suspect me of being negligent that I didn't bring you food. The nagina, because I was delayed, a mitzvah tarchina, and I was busy doing a mitzvah. Don't worry about hashta havi desagina. Until now, it took me until now to be able to come. I was mamash stuck with the mitzvah. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't tell us what it was. Amar lehu, so the worker said to him, achmana lishpech ki echid yisaban barach. Hashem should satisfy you the way that he satisfied us. Amar lehu mehecha, wait a second, you guys ready? Ate? Where do you get your food from? He didn't know the story yet. What happened? They said, this and this would happen. Amar loy. So then he said to his son, Bini, ate trachtas konechla tia teina perasel shalab ismanas. He got very upset. You troubled Hashem to make this miracle to bring forth the fruit when it wasn't in its season. Yasaf shalab ismanam. The person who does such a thing should be taken from his world, not in its time. So chamor, he gave him a kilo, a curse that his son should, that the person be taken from the world when it's not his time either. That was something which was so chamar. We see again how we have to balance when it's appropriate to have a nace happen to a person and when it is not. So that is the story of his son. Now the Gemara relates what happened to his daughter. Barsi Mahai, what was the story with his daughter? Havile Barsi Ba'alas Yoifi. He had a beautiful daughter. She was mamash like the most beautiful daughter in the whole country. Yomachad Chazilahu Garva. So a certain person, to have a Karya Bahutza. This person making a hole in his fence. Because Chazilah is just to look at her. Amalei Mai, he says, what are you doing? Amalei Rebbe Im Leloka Lo Zachis. He says, I'm not going to be Zochar to marry her, but at least I'll marry her to see a glimpse of the most beautiful woman in the world. Amalei Rabbi Yossi said to her, Biti, Kamitzar Shalom Lebraisa, you're causing anguish to people. Shuvi L'Africh, go back to the state of dust, meaning you should die. V'al Yikashu B'ruch B'nei Adam, and people should not sin on your account, and therefore she should die. And the Bach adds in a gerus of the Gemara, v'chein havi, that just happened, she died. So we see that he was motivated by a great sense of tzidkus. However, this was too strict. It was too much of midas adin. We see, the Marsha points out, we see Avraham Avinu, was it, right? The pillar of chesed and pillar of tzidkus, and he did not wish that Sarah should die from her beauty, yet we see that there was a sins with Paro and Avimelech, they sinned over her beauty, and yet Avraham Avinu did not go so far as to ask this request. So we see that he was too strong, so therefore he didn't want to be his Talmud. Havi Lehiyahu Chamra. So he had a donkey, Kedahavi Agri Koyamas. So another story about the Sidkus of Rabbi Yossi of Yokras, that even his animal was affected by him. Like similar story of the Pinchas Pinyas animals. Havi Lehiyahu Chamra, Kedahavi Agri Koyama. People would rent it out each day. Leursa Avi Mashadri Le Agra Agabe. The evening, they would send the payment back on its back, and miraculously, it just went. Vaisa Levei Mari would go back to its master with the money. Vitafule Obatule Loaisav. However, if the rental was underpaid, it would not move. And also, if they overpaid, I just said out of order, really. First, they overpaid, Batzer, there's too much. Tafule, rather, is too much, and Batzer is too little, so they gave too much. Then they overpaid, then he would not move. Or if it was underpaid, also, it would not move, it would not go to the destination. Yomachad Insha Zuga Dinasile Allah. There was one time a person left a pair of sandals on it. Below Azle Adar Shulkamine, he didn't move. And didn't move 1 inch until it was removed from it. Vahadar Azle, then only then did it go back home to its master. Now the Gemara continues about Elazar Ishbirsa. Elazar Ishbirsa, Kadhavu Havi Gabay Tzedakah. Whenever there was people who were collecting money from him, Havu Tashu Mine, they would hide from him, they wouldn't go to him. The Chumai Davi Gabi Avile, whatever he had in his pockets, anything he had, he would give to them. Whatever he had, he would give it to them, and that would was a tremendous tzidkus. He would give them every shekel that he had on his possessions. The shayla the achorim are bothered by is that the Gemara tells us in Usha their misak, and a person is ayvazbiz was a sinner mechomesh. You're not allowed to give more than a fifth of possessions to tzedakah. So how are you going to answer this question? Some achorim want to answer that maybe we're talking about that this was actually before the takana. He lived before the takana Usha. Others explained that maybe that wasn't a formal that some hold that this takana Usha wasn't actually a formal enactment, but a suggestion, and he held that way. He held that it was just a suggestion, not necessarily a takana. I think we are machmir that it is considered a takana, and we are machmir that you shouldn't give more than a chomesh. However, there is a case, the Chavis Chaim, Mishael is fond of quoting, that says that if you're an asher muflag, if you're a tremendous rich person, you're so incredibly wealthy, like you have billions of dollars. Well, actually, Rosh Hashanah considers himself in that category, and I think Rosh Hashanah gives away more than 50% of his money to tzedakah, which is unbelievable. I don't even think he has a car. He doesn't have a cell phone, and he considers himself to be, he says, I have so much money, so that's how Rosh Hashanah views himself. I think Rav Soloveitchik, they got a lot of time, you know, the Rav Soloveitchik extremely, also like this in this manner as well, charitable in terms of giving tzedakah. Either way, Yom Echad, so one day, Havisalek Lashuk Lamizbin Nedunya Lebarte, so he was going out to the market to buy his, Nedunya, a proper thing for his daughter. Chazil Gabe Tzedakah, so then the Gabe Tzedakah saw him, Tashimene, and they hid from him because they knew he was going to give him everything, even what he was supposed to give for the daughter eventually to get married. Azal Verdaz Basrayim, he ran after them and he found them. Amrlu Asbiyasu Bimay Askisu. So he says, what Tzedakah are involved with that you're already collecting money for? Amrlu Biyasam Ashbiyas Asvaychus, also Ashbiyas, you have to swear, tell me what's going on. Amrlu Biyasam, son, I said, we're actually collecting for an orphan boy and orphan girl getting married. Or maybe just them, not getting married. I'm adding the word getting married. Maybe they're just collecting for them. Amrlu Avoda, meaning Lashon Shavua, Shein Kormi Labiti, they come before my own daughter, Shakal, so Kol Dahavi Biyadei V'yayavlehu, he gave everything that he had in his pockets, or whatever is supposed to be the dunya for his daughter, and he gave it to him. Pashal Zuch Chazu, all he left was with one zuz, Zavin Bei Chita, and he bought with it some wheat. V'yasek Shadayu Be'achlava, so then he brought it home, and he brought it to the granary. Asu Levdivisaya's wife came, Amrilei Leberse, he said to the daughter, Maya Savuch, what did Tati bring home today? Amrila, she said to the mother, Koma Daisi Be'achlava Shaduse, whatever he did bring, he put it in the granary. Asu Lemiftach Bevadachlina, so they went to the door and look at the granary to see what was inside, what her husband brought. Chazas Achalva Demalia Chite, he saw that the granary was filled with wheat, the Kanafke Bitsinur Dadasha, and saw it coming through the hinges of the door, so much wheat was coming, a miracle, that the little thing that he bought was a tremendous amount. And the door wouldn't even open because of the wheat that was pressing against it. And this was a tremendous miracle. Alza Barse Levi Midrasha, the daughter went to the base Midrash, Amra Le, she said to her father, Bore Masalach Alacha Vecha, see what the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you so much, look what he did for you. Amar La, he said to her, Havoda make a Lashon Shvua, Arayan Kadosh Alayach, they're going to be considered like Hector, she can't have enough from them, Vein Lach Ben Elach Ben Yisrael, and you should have no more share in it than the poor people, because he did not want to be Nana, as Rashi points out, that same thing that we had before, he did not want to be distracting from his merits from the Olam Haba, he didn't want to be Nana from this miracle, and he therefore, he didn't want to have benefit from the fact that this miracle took place to him. So therefore he wanted to give it to tzedakah. Now the Gemara continues again, more stories about people who are fasting. Rabbi Yehuda Nesai, Rabbi Yehuda Nesai, Gazar Tanisa. This Rabbi Yehuda Nesai, just to give background, is actually the son of Rabbi Gamliel, the third Rabbi Gamliel, and the grandson of the famous Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that we know. So, right, you have the Nesias was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and his son was Rabbi Gamliel, and after his death, the grandson, whose also name was Rabbi Yehuda, he was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the famous Rabbi Yehuda who wrote the redactor of the Mishnayos. This is his grandson. Rabbi Yehuda Nasai is Aramaic, and then that's Lashon, and in this Lashon, he calls him Yehuda ben Gamliel, because his father was Gamliel, and his grandfather was the famous Rabbi Yehuda Nasi of the author of the Mishnayos. So this Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the grandson of the Rabbi Yehuda that we know, Gazar Tanisa, he was decreed a fast over lack of rain. By Rachmiv Lasa Mitra, he davened that there should be mercy, and the rain didn't come. Amar Kama Ikam Shmuel Ramasi Yehuda Ben Gamliel. See how much difference there is between Shmuel Ramasi, the Shmuel Navi, and me, Yehuda Ben Gamliel, again, whose Gamliel was his father. And you're saying, look how shvach I am. That we don't have. I can't daven for rain. Shmuel was from the town of Ramah. He davened for rain, and rain came right away. I'm not worthy to be answered by Hashem. I even had the whole community join me, and we still not answered. Oy la l'dor shekin niska. What was the generation put such a state? Oy la l'misha also biyam of kach. Who such a thing occurred? Chalash daite became very dejected, became very sad, and felt very lowly. Vayser mitra. Finally, that we're going to see here that the kapon dolada, the answers, the tefillahs to be answered, is a tremendous amount of humility. We know the pasuk says, "Leave nishmar v'nitke elukim lo sivaza." The pasuk in Tehillim tells us, if you have a broken heart and humble person, Hashem will not despise. Hashem will always listen to you. So that's what we see is going to be the theme. A lot of the answers of tefillahs is a person is humbling himself. That's when tefillahs oftentimes are very much answered. So now the Gemara continues, Devei Nasi HaGazar Tanisa, the Nasi decreed a fast at a different time. Velo Odi L'Rabbi Yochanan of the Shlakish. No one told Rabbi Yochanan of the Shlakish that there was a fast that the Nasiim had announced. In the morning they were told that they had proclaimed the fast. Amar Leir Shlakish Rabbi Yochanan, Halakalina Namarota, but wait a second, we didn't accept this fast the day before. We know that the Chiyah, based on the Gemara earlier on Daf Yod Beis, was that you have to, the fast doesn't take upon, the fast will not be Chal until a person accepts upon himself this fast the day before. So L'Chorah, they had not accepted upon the fast before. The Shaila is, though, it doesn't matter, though. We learned that if a person goes to a place where the fast has already been decreed, then you have a chiyuv to follow the local population and fast. So what the Pashut should have the chiyuv. So the Sama Chomer want to explain, maybe their only Shaila was about saying Anenu. That was only supposed to be said if you're actually Mekabel the fast, and it's a formal taina. Still, they would have a chiyuv to fast based on the fact that everyone else is fasting. Okay, that may have been the question. Either way, the Gemara says Amar Lei. So he answered him, Anan, Basraya, Garina, we are definitely drawn after them, in which case, according to the question we mentioned before, you'd have to say Anenu, or that for the Pasha Pshat is just simply that we would have to fast, and therefore we follow their lead, and the fast is effective even for us, because they accept upon the fast on everybody's communal obligation, and therefore we don't have to formally necessarily accept upon ourselves. We actually use a similar halacha with the fasts of Behab. The fast of Behab are the three fasts that there's a minhag to fast. A lot of nowadays not so many people do the fast. A lot of people, more people will say slichos. There's the one minyan in YU that nobody goes to that time. They barely have a minyan. They have like 30 people in there. And it's the gluck main bevesh minyan when they say Behab. When they say the slichos Behab, the davening is like an hour long, probably more. And they say the whole slichos. They say slichos after, it's after Sukkot and after Pesach. So there's a Misha Berach that you make the Shabbos before the first Behab. You say Misha Berach that someone who's going to accept upon himself a Misha Berach, but that they should have a tzlacha, those who are fasting Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And we see anyone who just says amen to that is already, the post can be done, is already a Kabbalah. So you see that there's communal obligation already in that form, a similar halacha that will accept upon himself a fast by doing that. So the Gemara says, "Devei Nasi Gazar Tanisa." So another halacha, another story that the court of Nasi decreed a fast. Lo asamitra, and the rain didn't come. Tanelu Osha Zeiri Demin Chavraya. Osha, who's a very young Talmud in the yeshiva, he told him a very sharp musar. We're going to learn from the psukim. V'haya im Eine Haida Nasi Lashkaga. It says that it should happen from the eyes of the congregation. It was done in error. We see that the Eine Haida is a reference to actually when they have to bring the korban for the whole halacha of Par Lam Davar Shel Tzibur. That that's when the eyes of the community are considered the Sanhedrin. If the Sanhedrin made halacha, paskin halacha that was incorrect, and it was a hachi of misa, ke of karis, and they paskin something that was mutter and it was really aser, then they'd have to bring the special korban. So he says that we call them, though, that the lashon is the eyes of the congregation. Eyes of the creation referring to the Sanhedrin. Mashal akala, so it's comparable to a bride. Akala, she bebe savia, she's living in her father's home. Kozman she'ene yafa, so she has a beautiful face, complex. Ain't go to chabadika, no one even has to check the rest of her body. You can know that she's a beautiful girl. Inea, true, those have her eyes are like baggy, weak, they don't look nice. Then koga vatsucha bidika, you should look at the entire body. So similarly, his comparison was that if the Sanhedrin and the leaders of the generation are going to be acting properly, then there's no need to look at anybody else in the generation for sure. They are going to be good. The generation will follow them. If, however, the Nisim and the court is not acting properly, then you have to start looking at the rest of the people. So you're saying that the reason for the rain not coming, Lachor, starts from us. It's our fault. So this was something that struck Musar from such a young person. They were very upset about this. Also, after the Nisim servants came, they threw like a kerchief around his neck, and they started coming. They started like strangling him a little bit and hurting him. Amru lahu b'nei ma'aseh. The people said to Osha, the people who were doing the shabtig, just let leave him alone. So similar thing, he gave us crazy musar as well. However, this person is fitting for giving this. All his actions are l'shem shemayim. We don't say anything to him. You should also not say anything to him. Let him be. We see that he was a... You have to be on the level to give such a stark musar to people. You have to be extremely, extremely meticulous about yourself before you can give musar to anybody else. Rabbi Gazer Tanisa. Rabbi decreed a feast. Fast. This is Rabbi Nanasi. Below Asimitra, and also the rain did not come yet. Nachis kamei Ilfa. Ilfa davened for the Amun. In Rabbi's presence to daven for the Amun. Ram relay. Rabbi Ilfa. Some say it was Rabbi Ilfa went. He davened for the Amun. Amar Mashi Baruch. Asunisa Mashi Baruch. Nashav Zika. The wind started blowing. Moridek Hashem. He said that it should make the rain fall. Asimitra. And then rains came down. Amar Lei, Rabbi said to him, "My Ovdech, what merits do you have that immediately we say Mashiv Ruach? Where did Geshem Hashem answered you?" So he says, "Amar Lei, they are in a bekusta dechika. I'm in a very poor village. The leis bechamim the kedusha v'abdala. They don't even have wine for kedusha v'abdala. Tarchina v'asim bechamim the kedusha v'abdalsa." I make an extra effort to give Kiddush and Avdallah and say Kiddush and Avdallah for everybody in the town, and therefore they can be Mekayim Kiddush and Avdallah. And apparently this schus was gave me the schus to be able to have the rains come down. Rav Iklal who asked, Rav came to a certain place which also had a drought. Gazar Tanisav Lo Asamitre, they declared a fast, but the rains didn't come yet also. Naches Kameh Shlicha de Tzibur, Shlech Tzibur came down for them in front of Rav. Amar Mashiv Ruach, Benashiv Zikas. I want to thank. He said Mashiv Ruach, and immediately the wind started to blow. Amar Morda Geshem said Morda Geshem, and immediately it started to rain. We also made sure the rains came down. Amar Le Rav said to him, "My of this, what do you do? What schus do you have that your tefillahs are answered right away?" Amar Le, he said, "Mi Yakri Didarki Ana. I am a little cheder teacher. I teach the chedarim to little boys. And it doesn't matter to me if their person is rich or poor. Anyone who can't afford to pay the tuition, I don't take anything from him. And I also own fish ponds. Any child who doesn't want to learn, I bribe them. I bribe them with some of the fish. And I arrange the matters for him. And I appease them. He wants to come back to the Beis Midrash and come to learn. So he was a really good cheder melamed, and also he didn't take money. That's such a big schus that he had." Rav Nachman Gazer Tanisa, I got just to point out that the tuition is definitely something which is a major issue in our communities and something that should be as felt as comfortable as possible for people to be able to send to yeshivas without thinking twice, obviously, that goes without saying. Now the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman Gazer Tanisa, Rav Nachman decreed a fast, by Rachmei Veloas Amitre, he davened for mercy, and the rains didn't come, Amar Shalkuil Nachman, he said, he was talking about himself, take Nachman, chavutim in gudel ara, throw him on the floor, he's useless. That removing my position and the fact that Hashem doesn't answer me, I'm useless. I'm not a good guy. I shouldn't even be the head of the generation. Chalash Daite became very dejected. But Asimitra, again, we pointed out that humility is a key to having your tefillos answered. And he was answered. Another story, Rabbi Gazar Tanisa, Rabbi decreed a fast. By Rachmei Velo Asamitra, he davened that there should be rains, but the rains didn't come. Amrulei, they said to him, V'har Rabbi Yehuda Ke'ava Gazar Tanisa Anta Misra, when Rabbi Yehuda would decree a fast, the rains didn't come. Why aren't you answered? What can I do? Because we're learning Torah. Where it was greater under Rav Yehuda? That's not true. I don't know. We're better in learning. In the years of Rav Yehuda, in his time, Kol Tanuye. All of the halachas that they learned, turning on to the next. Someone now, they would only learn Maseches Nezikin. Someone No, they learn Nashimzik now in the yeshivas. But we Adan Kamasina Beshita Sidrim. We learn all the Shishra Sidrim and Mishnah's very hard Mishnayas. Rabbi Yehuda Be'uktzin. Rabbi Yehuda would reach manners in Uktzin and Mishnayas in Uktzin. This is actually Mishnah in Tahara. Some explain that it's similar to halachas of Uktzin. Even always in Uktzin. Ha'isha Shekavesh is Yerek B'Kedira. Uktzin is the halachas with food that's acceptable to that's edible by humans is going to be acceptable to tumah. If inedible stems which are considered susceptible to tumah when they are a yad or a shomer, there's different halachas of masachas uktzin. So there's halacha. Ishik kovetz yerek b'dira. If a woman is preserving a vegetable in a pot, and the vegetables like stem, they can serve as a yad, a potential qualify as a handle for the vegetable. So therefore, they could potentially be something which is susceptible to tumah. Or olives that are preserved together with the leaves that are going to be tahor. That the leaves. Qualifies handled to the olives which they're connected, they do not convey tumah to them after they've been pressed because they're no longer firmly attached to them. That's what Rashi points out. And tahor in this context means that the leaves themselves are not able to convey tumah to the olives. That's what we're talking about. After pressing the leaves are tahor in the sense that they're no longer capable of conveying tumah to the olives. That's what we're pointing out over here. Amar, so he says, Havayus to Rav Shmuel Kachazrachai. I see analysis of Rav Shmuel. If you were to consider this Rav Shmuel, the Mishnah, to understanding the Mishnah, because he didn't fully understand it. Yet I have 13 different Beta Midrashans that are studying Uktzit. Ve'ilu Rav Yehuda ki Avishalev Chad Masanet. Rav Yehuda would remove one of his shoes. All he has to do is, that's a sign of affliction when you're asking Hashem to make it rain. At the mitzvah, yet Hashem would answer him and the rain would come. I daven call him davening all day. Ve'leka dashkava, no one listens to me. Imishim uvda, because of my maisim, ika chaza midi lema. Anybody sees anything wrong that I'm doing improperly, please tell me. He's very upset that this was happening. Well, mayasu gedole ador, what can the leaders of the generation do? She'ain doron dom me'afeb, because the people of the generation do not appear favorably in the eyes of Hashem. And therefore, Rabbi answered that he was not to blame for the davening, rather it was the people were to blame, that the generation maybe was lacking the zechusim. Now the Gemara continues, Rav Yehuda chazu hanu b'ritrei. Rav Yehuda saw two people davening kaparti b'rifta. They were throwing bread back and forth, and he was very upset they were wasting the bread. Amar shmamina ikar sava b'yama. They have so much bread, they're able to just waste it and throw it back and forth. We should take most of it from this. Yayev ene ave kafna. And he looked at them and there was a famine. Again, bread is something which is considered a staple of our food, and therefore it is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not something that we should be wasting. There's an issue to throw bread in the garbage. You have to put it in a special different bin, or cover the bread as the cover. There's respect for the bread. Amar Rabbanan the Rav Kana bread the Rav Nechunya ben Shmaya. That's Rav Huna, then Rav Yehuda is his shamish. Mar d'shechemei, you go to Rav Yehuda, nasi d'livak b'his chasam l'shuka. Go, after he declared that there should be a famine, so he said, go to the marketplace and see how desperate the situation is. Really bad. As if not for the k'shuka, he took Rav Yehuda out to the marketplace. Chazek chnui, I really saw that there's a crowd of people. And Lamayai, what are they waiting for? Amrele, they said they're waiting on kusa d'tame kame d'kame zabin. There's a container of dates that's waiting to be sold. All just, this huge line was just for this one little container of dates. They saw how bad the famine was. Amar shmami na kafna be'alma. So he said, whoa, there's really bad famine in the world. Amar le'le shame. So then he told his gabe, shalaf me'sana, take off my shoes. Shalaf me'chad me'sana. He removed one of his shoes. V'asa mitra, and it started raining immediately. Ki matel mishan v'chini, was going to remove another shoe. Asa Eliyahu, v'amal Eliyahu, and the Navi came and said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ishal v'chini, if you remove your other shoe, mecharin al'am, I'm going to destroy the world. So Akron explained that this Hashem's love for Rav Yehuda was so great that he didn't want him to suffer more. He's saying, stop, I'm going to destroy the whole world if I you take off another shoe. Don't worry about it. There already is rain. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Mari, Breda Vashmor Mari, the son of Shmuel's daughter, said, Arna have kamina aguda dinar papa. I was sitting on the bank of the Papa River that day. Rav Yehuda brought the rains. Chazu l'machai, I saw angels that were looking, they were disguised as sailors. They're bringing and loading the cargo with boats, and the sand miraculous are becoming fine flour. Also, kule amal mizbin, and then everyone was going to come to buy the flour from them. He said to them, "Don't buy from this flour, the maizenisim, because it came the product of a miracle." And again, we saw before, the best to avoid deriving benefit from miracles. L'machar asan arbe dechite te parzina. Next day, the wheat pots of Parzina arrived, and the famine was relieved in a natural manner, and therefore they didn't have to wait for the miracle to happen. Now the Gemara continues, Rava ikla leharguni. Rava once came to the city of Harguna. Gazar Tanisa, there was lack of rain, so he made a fast. Lasser Mitra still didn't rain. Amar Lehu, he says, Bisu kuli alma be'ezerzaichu. Everyone should not break the fast tonight. The Machar Amar Lehu, in the morning, that Mi'ika dechazachama layman. Anyone see a dream? Tell me about it. Amar Lehu, Gazar Mitra, Gazar Tanisa, yes, I did. Lidia kron b'chalmi, shalom tov the Rav tov merabin tov. So in my dream, I saw that they told me, Shalom Aleichem, everything should be good to you, and your teacher, and everything for the master. The Tovim Eitiv Le'ameh, and also is good for the people as well. Amar Rava said, Shmaminam Eis Ratzoni Mibai Rachme, that this is actually Taka, it's a good time to be davening, and therefore he said we should daven, Bai Rachme Vai Semitra. He davened for mercy, and the rain came. There was a person who was sentenced to lashes in the court of Rav Mishud Dibal Kusis because he had relations with a non-Jew. We see that having relations with a non-Jew, they would give him Malkus for that. So he gave him Malkus, and actually, unfortunately, the person died under the Rav's watch, so he died while giving him the Malkus. So it became known, this was the Jews had some autonomy, but Shavar still was the time, was the one who was ruling Persia at the time where the Jews lived. And this is something that was reported back to them. Boilets Aruye Lerava. They wanted to punish Rava. He heard that died under the Jewish watch. Someone got killed and his government didn't have permission to kill him. Amrele Ifra Hormiz Ime de Shavar Malkalibre. Ifra Hormiz, the mother of King Shavar, said to him, Don't mess with him. Don't mess with the Jews. So he's whatever they ask from Hashem, from their God, their God will answer them. Amar Lachamai. So he said, what's so special? What does he grant them? I know that they daven for rain and the rain comes. Amr, the king said to Amrullah, Ho Mishum, that's coincidence, that's the rainy season. Wait, it rains in the rainy season. Nothing to do with their davening, nothing to do with their tefillas. He said, you want to see? Let's see a test. Right now in the middle of the summer when it doesn't rain over here, let's see if it'll rain. Let's see if the rain comes. So Shalchalei l'Rava, so Ifraham was, who liked Rava and sent the message to Rava, Keva the Daita Chavai Rachme Lesa Mitra, that you should daven and make sure that it rains, because if not, it's going to be in major trouble. Bai Rachme Velesa Mitra, so he daven, no rain came. Amr the fun of he said before Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Elokim Vazinu Shemeni Vazinu Sipruladu, Paul Paul to be made, Kedem. So the Pasuk says, Hashem, with our ears we have heard, with our Father you remember, remind us the work which you brought in the days of old. Vana Benil Lorinu, yet we have not seen these miracles in the days of old. Asa Mitra Ad Teshavach Marzavei Tzipor Ligulas. The rain, so that based on that Pasuk, his tefillah was accepted, and Hashem created it to made it rain from the Ad Teshavach Marzavei Tzipor Ligulas from the Tigris River. The streams of water are pouring out. Asa Avuid Eschazel Bechama. So Rav's father appeared on that night in a dream, and he was upset. You imposed your will too much on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to such an extent to create this miracle. And it wasn't for behalf of Klal Yisrael, it was for Shvor Malka, just to prove yourself to Shvor Malka. Change your sleeping place. Change his place. He saw that his bed had actually knives from the Shadim who wanted to kill him for this action of Rava. However, he was saved based on his father's advice. Rav Papa Gazer to Nisar, Papa decreed a fast. He lost the Mitra because it didn't rain. Chalash Libe, and he became very faint. Saraf Pinka de Daisa. He had a spoonful of grits because he was afraid. He wasn't able to continue fasting. Vayrachman lost the Mitra, then he kept davening, and the rains didn't come. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Ushpuzia said, Rav Nachman Bar Ushpuzia's name said to him, E Saraf Mar Pinka Krina de Daisa Asa Mitra. Maybe if you had another spoonful, your tools would answer those mocking him. What are you eating on a fast day? Papa became very embarrassed and he was very ashamed of what happened and he felt badly and he felt dejected. Right? I said, we saw again the third time already that when you feel dejected, that's a way to have your tefillas answered. He was once walking on the road. Asa Mitra. When the rains came, Amar Elfan of Ribbono Shel Olam said, "Master of the world, Kol Alam Kolo Benachas." Anything that even Chanim Atzar now he's walking on the roads. And he says, "I'm in distress." Pasak Mitra veChanim Pasak Mitra. So then it stopped raining. Kimat Lebeitzer, he reached his house. Amar Elfan of Ribbono Shel Olam Kol Alam Kolo Benachas. Everyone is distressed for Chanim Benachas. While I'm at ease, Ata Mitra, make it rain. Now I'm at home. I'm not worried. I'm not on the derech anymore. Don't worry about it, Hashem. You can create the rain and the rain and it rained. Amar Yosef, my analyte closer to Chayin Gadol the Gavir of Chanim Mendoza. What value is the tefillah of even the Kohen Gadol makes in the Kodesh Kedoshim? He says a tefillah against Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. The son, as we know, because Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was traveling and asked for it to stop raining while he was traveling. The son, we learn in the Mishnah, Hamispalz v'laz k'tar v'bayis achit to the Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippur would daven outside chamber, he would daven and near the Kodesh Kedoshim, and my matzah, what would he daven a short tefillah? Ravin barad, ravad, darmai tavayim ha-shmed of Yudah, yoratzam nofanech ha-shon l'kinev, sh'teshna, g'shum ha-shchuna, that this year should be rainy and should be hot. Shchuna Maliasi, is he the benefit? No, Adar Rabba. Gerusi, it's bad, it should be hot. What do they mean? It's going God. Ella, im shchuna tei geshuma v'tlula. If it's hot, it should be rain and dewy. And now they work at the end of the day. This is the point where we're counterbalancing Rabbi Chanina Medosa. The tefillah of the traveler should not be to come before you. Then that means that they shouldn't daven when they daven that it shouldn't rain. It's still rain. Ravacha braid the Rav Masayim Hashmid Rav Yehuda. Ravacha conclude in the name of Rav Yehuda. Lo yade ad shulton neves Yehuda. And also that the rulership of Yehuda should not cease. This is interesting because this is the time the Chashmonaim were reigning. So maybe this is after already the Chashmonaim were already in power. Valu yam chay Yisrael tzrichin leispanes amizev v'lo amacher, that they shouldn't have to receive sustenance, have to beg from one another, and certainly from another nation. We see though that the greatness of Chaim Dosa was able to counterbalance its feel of the Kohen Gadol, that he was answered even when he was walking over Jerusalem. The Kohen Gadol specifically made Chanina Tefillah, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, not to be answered, yet he was answered, and he had the rain only when he came home. Okay, Baal Shem will pick up with Amar Rehuda Marav and tomorrow's daf.